Right, Ian Watson joins me. You've wrapped up pre-season now with the game against Warrington. Obviously, they've not got the scoreline tonight. But for you, was it all about the first half, or sort of the first 50 minutes of that game?
Yeah, we set our kind of mantle out early that it wanted to kind of real focus on the way we started the game. And the first 40 minutes and 50 minutes were kind of key to that. Like I said, with the big focus for me coming into this game, I didn't speak to the players about that, but the big focus was more about the first 40 minutes for me and how we started the game, coming up against a good team with 8 internationals in the starting lineup as well. So it was about how we started that, really. And I thought we started really well, and I thought we dominated at certain periods.
How pleased were your pack? Because that pack, to me, doesn't look like it's going to get bullied this season, because you really held your own there against, like you say, a big Warrington, big physical Warrington side.
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding, mate, to be fair. I thought, like I said, we were winning kind of the arm wrestle in the first half, and that's a real pleasing aspect of it. If you think about it as well, it looked like Daryl Clark blew pretty early, Benny Murdoch blew pretty early as well. So in a game in a league, that's going to wear and tear them down, and then as you come towards the half, you'll start catching them. Obviously, they were able to rest and take people like Daryl Clark off before half time, whereas normally they don't normally have that option. So for us as well, it was a good little insight to what we can do and what damage we can cause.
Did you learn anything like about going to the St Helens game next Friday? Have you got in your head now your starting 13, or did people put themselves in contention tonight?
I think there's a few people who's put their hand up in the last few weeks. The big one was today, really, and how we started the game. So obviously wanted to have a little look at Connor Jones and Jack Ormroyd, people who've been playing Championship last year, and really see what they can do against Super League opposition at this level. And I thought they've done themselves really, really well, to be fair.
Kevin Brown again in that first half. Yep. He's got a magic pair of hands.
Yep.
You must see him in training. You've seen him when you've been to Spain. And he's got that hunger in him this season. There seems something special about him. He's determined to prove people wrong, isn't he?
Yeah, I think the big one is that people have wrote him off. People have just said, obviously, he's old and he's not good enough, or he's what's it? But what he was in a World Cup final a couple of years ago, and I know I've said it a few times before, and then obviously he had the injury. He would have definitely partnered Blake Austin last year here at Warrington. And to be fair, would their season have been completely different if they'd had Blake Austin and Kev Brown in the house? Probably.
How did it go last week in Spain, your warm weather training?
Good, really good. It was more, for us, it was a big one about getting to know each other on and off the field as well. So we did kind of a lot, we spent a lot of time together off the field, which is good. You need to understand people, individuals as people, not just rugby league players as well. And that's why it's important for us as a club to kind of have that time away, as well as obviously do the work on the field. But for people to get to know each other and spend time with each other off the field is a big part of how we are set up.
Looking forward to that St Helens game, your week tomorrow. Yeah. Was today's game the perfect test for you? Because it was a really good arm wrestle. Is that what's the word I'm looking for? The battle hardness that you need now going into that match?
Yeah, I think we've stepped up as we've gone through the pre-season. Swinton, we knew, would probably be less physical but throw the ball around and test us a little bit, which they did. Lee, a lot more physical but throw the ball around. And then obviously Warrington today, being a Super League team and knowing up you're coming up against this opposition now from next week, and giving us that step forward into what we want to look like as a team going into a St Helens game.
Looking at your squad now for 2020, you know, looking back from last season, to me, I think it's a stronger squad, personally. But have you got like headaches now in certain positions? Because looking tonight, you moved a lot of people around. It just shows there's a lot of combinations there. Like Chris Atkin, he can play halfback, he can play hooker. Have you got headaches now for that selection?
Which is good. That's what you want. You want players who can play in different positions as well, so they can give you that. And if they can come in, they can play well in them positions as well. So, like, second half today was about mixing things up and having a little look at different things and giving people a little bit of an opportunity to kind of develop, really. I mean, we give young Connor a run in the last 10 minutes. Connor Aspie, who played last year for us in the pre-season friendlies, we didn't feel like he needed to play this year against Swinton and Lee, because he kind of did that last year. So this year we wanted to just give him a little bit of a taste against a Super League team and see if we could help his development. So like I say, the result, we want to win, and we want to win every game we do, but sometimes I've learned over the last few years that I probably need to be a little bit more smarter with that, rather than just trying to win a friendly. I need to kind of have an eye on going forward and developing players and making sure that we've got options, so when we come into the league season, everyone's had game time and they're all available to play, which we've come through unscathed. So we've got everybody, we've ticked all the boxes in pre-season, and it's just now down to the Saints game next week.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you've come through, there's been no injuries. How's the Lee Mossop situation? I know someone asked you in the press conference, is he going to be in contention for the year?
Yeah, he could have played. We've had a little bit of a tidy upon Lee. We did it last off-season as well, and then we just kind of built him through the season. He could have played tonight.
Is he getting old now? Is that what it is?
He's actually probably one of the ones who's pretty more like youthful in kind of his body terms. But he watched his we could have put him out there today, but it's one of them. Do you risk putting him out there, or do you get more getting training time into him and getting ready for the St Helens game, and you know he's ready and he's available for St Helens? Lee's a bit older than most of the players, so he's kind of got that experience of knowing what it's all about. Anyway, we know he's physically in good condition because of all the work we've put him through. We know he's kind of getting into that level of kind of that contact fitness now as well. So for us to throw him out there tonight probably wouldn't have been the right idea for us, so we've left him really, so we can make sure that he's available for next week.
How's Ryan Lennon doing with his injury?
Great, really good. Yeah, he's coming on poor leaps and bounds. Lennon, he potentially might even be available for the first game. We thought it would hopefully be that situation when we had his groins done. But to be fair, he's done really well, so, and he's feeling no kind of effects of the operation, so hopefully he'll be putting his hand up for the round one as well.
Playing that game against St Helens, the players must be like really excited for that. It's a repeat of the grand final. How excited are you going to test yourself there?
Yeah, I think that's the big one for us. It's going there and kind of testing ourselves. And
I did the maths today. We've not won at St Helens for 14,060 days, something like 40 years and 2 weeks, I think it'll be next Friday. So it is a record that's there to be broken. Yeah. We've come close, haven't we, the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, well, that's it. We've come close the last couple of seasons. It's for us to go there and get the win.
Well, good luck, Ian. Thanks for speaking to us. Cheers, mate. Cheers, mate. No.